Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Alex Warren. Man, what a year for him. That song, I don't want to say it came out of nowhere, but it was kind of like a slow burn in the spring.
Yeah.
And then exploded in the summer.
It's so crazy. The first time I heard that song was on Love is Blind on Netflix, mm-hmm. in that show. And I remember like hearing it a couple times on TikTok and being like, yeah, it's pretty good. And we added it and I was like, oh, cool. And then it just, I mean, it did explode.
Yeah. And he has Grammy nominations now. He has a tour coming up next year, Alex Warren.
Show at Rocket Arena in June.
Yup. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. So last night was our work holiday party, the Odyssey Cleveland holiday party. Odyssey is the company that owns Q104. And we're going to have a recap of the holiday party coming up in a little bit. I was wondering, what did you do after the party? Because it was weird. It was... I'm sitting.
Was it? Like...
Yeah, I'm sitting at the bar last night, and I was at the point where it's like, man, I'm having such a nice time. I could have a couple more drinks. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I can't do that. It's Wednesday night,
right.
and we have a show tomorrow. And also, I have a family that I should probably get home to. And I'm leaving downtown, and it's like, it feels so late, but it's not. It's like 6 o'clock at night.
It's so dark so early now, and it's just throwing off my internal clock so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm struggling to stay up past, like, 9 or 10. Like, and that's so unlike me.
Well, did you stay up last night until 10? Was the Survivor finale last night?
Yes. Yes. It was interrupted.
It was interrupted.
With the presidential address. But I did get through it. I fell asleep right before the reunion started, like, immediately after the final vote. But I did get to see who won.
So what happens when there is a season finale and the president comes on and talks for like 20 minutes, what do they do? Do they rejoin the episode in progress, or do they pick up where they left off? What do they do?
So honestly, like, we were wondering the whole day, like, is this going to cut into live TV or not? And we didn't figure it out until literally like 2 minutes before the address started. And it said at the bottom of the TV scrolling across, like, the Survivor finale will be paused. And we'll resume from the point where it paused. It did specify that it would pick up right where it stopped. And then even once the address was over, like, the CBS report, like, anchor was like, we'll get back to the Survivor finale now. Like, so we got through it.
I got home last night and everybody was home. My wife and my two boys and my oldest, Will's like, let's watch Christmas movies. And I'm like, really? Like, you want to do that? Like, he's usually the last one that wants to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Cute. What did you guys watch?
So we watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Like the OG?
Yeah, the one from 1964.
Okay.
And Will really likes that for some reason. I still think that holds up.
It's a classic.
I think so. I know, but it's a classic for us.
Yeah. every time I watch the old ones like that, there's always a couple of lines that catch me by surprise.
In like Rudolph?
Yeah, it's sure. Just like a sign of the times.
Like when Rudolph gets back to the cave and he sees Santa and he finds out that everybody's out looking for him because he's been missing.
Uh-huh.
Or no, not that part. It's the part where Rudolph is missing and Donner says to his wife, he's like, I'm going to go out and look for Rudolph. This is man's work.
Yeah, like it's little stuff like that that you're like, oh, that's right.
It was 1964.
This is old.
Right. And then after that, we watched A Charlie Brown Christmas, which I don't, to me, that is a classic. I can understand why it's no longer on network television and why kids aren't embracing it, because it really is outdated.
Is it?
Now.
I think so. Haven't seen it in probably at least 20 years, so maybe I'll take a trip back in time and watch that this year.
Just some of the references, like bubblegum cards and other... Well, they're talking about bubblegum cards.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, see, exactly. It's outdated.
Okay. You made your point.
Yeah. All right. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for being here this morning. Benson Boone, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Last night was our company holiday party. I thought it was very well done.
Oh, yeah. I did, too. I thought it was wonderful.
It's more like a casual hangout. And I think that's perfectly fine.
That's exactly what our office needs. Just a very, it's honestly like a very festive happy hour.
And it was at AJ Rocco's, which I've never been to before. It's, what would that be, 9th and Prospect or 9th?
Yeah, I think it's 9th and Prospect. It's like right next to, what would you say, like the Clevelander? Yeah.
Yeah, right behind the Thirsty Parrot mm-hmm. over there.
I had never been there either, but it was a really neat space.
It is. I was so impressed when I walked in. It smelled incredible when I walked in there.
Oh, yeah. And it was beautiful. It's like brick and like kind of like historic looking.
And they have lots of wood.
Yes.
It's a bar with lots of wood. And I like that about a bar. When it has lots of wood, to me, that's a good bar.
It was also a very well-lit bar.
Yes.
Like, it had some nice lighting. The vibes were very nice. We had like an upstairs area, like completely reserved. But it had a downstairs bar area, too, that was pretty neat. I'm like, I need to keep that in mind next time we're down here.
And we got a couple free drinks from the company, and I used those. And I would say, like, at the end of the night, I was like, I don't really want to leave. I'm having such a good time. I could stay out for a while longer. And it's too bad that we didn't.
If only we didn't have to be here this morning.
Well, I'm happy to be here as well. 216-474-0104. I'm just wondering, has anyone had a lame holiday party this year?
Oh, like one that just totally sucked?
Yeah, because I think our company has figured out, it's not like they're trying to force anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're forcing us to sit through a meal. And I think some people would enjoy the free meal, but at the same time...
It's a commitment.
It really is.
It's taking away from your personal time with your family or whoever. And that's a big ask.
And I will say that companies, I think they have good intentions,
mm-hmm.
but
it just doesn't always pan out.
It doesn't execute that way. 216-474-0104 if you want to tell us about your lame holiday party this year. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Justin Bieber. He spends a lot of time on Twitch.
Does he? I'm not on there.
I'm not either. I spend zero time on Twitch, but Justin Bieber's on there all the time live streaming.
Is he playing games or is he just chatting?
It's bizarre. Like, he's doing a lot of different things. Like, he'll talk to the fans. He will play some of his music. He will play other people's music. For example, the song Forgot About Dre by Dre and Eminem, this one.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Yeah.
So he was covering Eminem's version the other night.
Oh.
I'm just playing this for reference, so you know the song, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you need to hear Eminem's part? Because it starts out with Dre. I can't cue it up so I can play Eminem's part.
Yeah, I can't really, like, I can't think of Eminem's part.
Okay, well,
hold
on.
Oh, wait, no, I can.
It'll be here in a second. It'll be here. Now
it's,
I feel like we should have just played the entire track. If we had a producer, I would have asked, will you grab me just the Eminem part?
I'm fine with this. I'll take some jams. Oh, I thought he was about to come in right
Me
there.
Me too. He'll be here in a second.
Oh my God. Every time I think it's going to come on and it doesn't. Is it here?
Oh my God. All right. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? Anyway.
Something. Forgot about Dre. It's that.
It's there. I promise you. It's in that song. Bieber came on. He did the Eminem part on his Twitch live stream. When the cops came through me, Dre stood next to a burnt out house. And a hand for the gas and a hand for the mat. Still, we'll find out right here when the end on out when I'm on it too. It's not easy to do.
It's not. It started out promising. I actually was kind of vibing with it for the first couple seconds, and then he lost me. Lost me at the end.
Well, that was a long way to go to find out the store was closed.
Sorry, guys.
My bad on that one. Completely my fault. Again, I'll fire my producer.
We're doing our best.
216-474-0104. Good vibes on the way. The Q Morning Show. Jenna's on the east side. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. We hear you have a good vibe for us.
Yeah. So today I'm actually going to a concert, but it's not the normal concert you would think of. My boyfriend is actually a music teacher at an elementary school, and his school is doing a holiday concert for the kids, a choral concert. So I'm going to go watch him conducting a bunch of 5 to 9 year olds singing Christmas songs. It's going to be really cute.
Oh my gosh.
So how did you get tickets? Did you get the hookup from your boyfriend?
Pretty much. He just said, you just wait outside and text me when you're here and I'll bring you in and you can just stand in the back and just watch all the parents watch their kids have the best time.
Have you thought about this at all? Like maybe this is a way to lure you to the elementary school today during the Christmas concert, and he's actually going to propose to you during the Christmas concert. Is that possible at all? Or is that just my, if I've been watching too many Hallmark movies, and I really haven't watched any, so I don't even know why I said that. Is that a possible plot for today?
Oh my God. You know, if it is, he is really good at hiding everything, because I don't get that vibe. But now that you've planted the seed,
now she's gonna be expecting a ring. Bill
gonna be really nervous rolling up. Jenna's like all super dressed up for
got
today.
Her nails done.
My nails now. No.
You get there and he's like, babe, wow, you look great.
That's awesome, Jenna. What a great good vibe. Enjoy the Christmas concert. Anyway,
thank you.
And maybe something extra will happen afterwards. Who knows?
Who knows? Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Q104. Do you want to announce your toxic trait to everyone?
Hey, okay. To be fair, it's a toxic trait that I'm working on. And being back in the great state of Ohio is somewhat forcing me to fix that toxic trait.
Do you really want to fix it?
I do.
I think it's good that you recognize it.
Yeah. So I really love making plans. Love it.
You do. You're very social.
I'm very social. I love a good plan. I'll make PowerPoints planning out parties and events.
Yes. The planning part.
That's the fun for me.
Yeah. That's what's attractive to you.
The problem is actually executing the plan. A lot of the time, I'm like hoping and praying that the person or people that I have my plans with will cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Because the exciting part to me is just the planning. I don't actually want to go all the time. But this is something that I've noticed a lot since moving back home to Cleveland from San Diego. Because I feel like in California, people would cancel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of part of the culture out there. And it wasn't like a bad thing. It was just like, if you're not feeling it, rest. You need rest. Take it easy. Take a break. Don't be so hard on yourself. Here, it's like someone could be like one eyeball falling out of their face and they're still going to show up for whatever they committed to, because that's just the Midwest mentality.
So do you have anything between now through the holiday season? Do you have anything on the books?
Yes.
That you're hoping someone will cancel? Do you want to just say it right now?
No.
Maybe that person will listen.
No, one of them already happened. I was supposed to go shopping with my mom on Tuesday. And I was like, oh, and then she canceled. And I was like, yes, like,
well, see, there,
I like did a happy dance. I was like, yes, oh my God, I get to do my Christmas craft. It's all I wanted to do was Christmas craft and watch movies.
So it does happen occasionally. Someone will cancel on you.
Occasionally. Not as much as I would like, but I'm trying to rewire my brain to not hope that people will just cancel the plan.
It's very similar to my toxic trait of where I want to be invited. I want to be included in everything.
But you don't want to go.
But I don't actually want to attend those events. I just want to be recognized, invited, and then I will say no. So I'm not going to commit to something that I'm not going to attend.
Are we okay?
I think I'm okay.
Are we okay? We should get out more, probably.
I don't really know how to fix that.
Yeah, I don't either. I just like being inside. I'm an inside cat.
I have nothing planned over the holidays.
Nothing at all?
Absolutely nothing. Usually, except for the usual family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But usually my friends and I will get together for some sort of a dinner mm-hmm. over the holidays. That's usually predicated on one of our close friends who flies in from out of town. Mm-hmm. And then we all get together. This year he's not coming into town.
Oh.
So I think that he's kind of like the glue that keeps everybody together.
Because yeah, don't have a reason to get together now.
No one has reached out to anybody about getting together. And I'm feeling like maybe I should be the one to get everything in motion and, you know, throw out some dates and see what happens.
Yeah. Why don't you be like, hey, if anybody's interested, I'm going to be here on this day. And maybe you and Paula just plan that you could be there for a date. And if more people show up, great.
I'm also wondering if people, because they know that before Thanksgiving, I fell off a ladder and broke my ankle. I wonder if they're like, just Bill's good for December.
Yeah, he's got enough going on. Let's not bother him.
Yeah, but they're looking at it as we don't have to do anything in the month of December because Bill's out of commission.
Yeah.
Like Bill's not going to be able to do anything anyway.
So we're good.
So it's kind of like you. It's like you would be relieved.
I would be.
If, right?
I would be. I would be relieved.
So you're saying you would be happy that I broke my ankle because that means we wouldn't hang out in December.
In a roundabout way.
Okay.
Sure.
It's good that we recognize all of this.
Hey, that's the first step to fixing it, is recognizing our problems.
All right, Hash It Out is coming up this morning. We have Brittany and Mario. They are married. Earlier this week, Mario had some news for Brittany that she did not accept well at all.
Oof.
They're going to hash it out coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Exactly 1 week until Christmas Day. And it doesn't sound very holly jolly at Brittany and Mario's house.
Oh, no.
They're going to hash it out this morning. Let's find out what's going on. Brittany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on between you and your husband, Mario?
Okay, so Mario's parents, they moved down to Florida a few years back, and they were not supposed to be in town at all for the holidays. They had decided to go on like a cruise with another couple, friend of theirs from down there or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I guess, I don't know, one of the guys that was, supposed to go, he like fell or something. He had like a really bad fall.
Oh my God.
So he's okay. But I guess they're not going anymore. So what I do know is that on Monday, like this past Monday, Mario decided to tell me that his parents aren't going on the cruise and they're driving up to Cleveland from Florida next week.
Oh,
yay.
That's in a couple
next
days.
Week. Yes.
That's in a couple days.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, and are they staying with you?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course they are, right? According to what I was told, less than, 72 hours ago. Yeah. They're going to stay with us. They're getting here on Tuesday, the 23rd, and not leaving until Friday, January 2nd. So
they're going to be here through the new year.
Oh, yeah. 10 days, pretty much no notice.
Okay. Like, I realize it's no notice, Brittany, but what's the problem here?
Well, I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just, it's 10 days, with no, I don't understand, why can't they just stay with his sister? She has way more room in her house than we do. I don't understand why they can't stay with her, but Mario said his parents told him that they don't want to get in the way with all her kids. But, respectfully, I'm pretty sure that's code for, I don't have to deal with kids all day every day. So why is that my problem?
Okay. Is Mario here? Is Mario your husband here?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to bring him in.
Yeah. We got to talk to him.
Mario needs to explain what's going on. Brittany will confront Mario. Hash It Out continues next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're in the middle of Hash It Out. We just heard from Brittany. Brittany is married to Mario. Brittany just got some news the other day that Brittany's in-laws are traveling from Florida to Cleveland. When are they going to be here again?
Oh, they're going to be here just a few days. They'll be here Tuesday on the 23rd.
And they're going to stay until
January 2nd.
Okay.
10 days. 10 days. Yes.
All right. Here's a follow-up question I have before we bring in your husband, Mario. Do you guys have kids?
No, we don't have kids.
Okay. Well, that might change things a little bit. Mario, good morning.
Good morning.
So your parents are coming to town.
Surprise!
Yes. Yes, my parents are actually coming to town. And Brittany, this wasn't some kind of master plan that I just wasn't letting you in on. Their plans changed. That happened. I don't understand what you want me to do.
I mean, I get it, but at least ask. You could ask before you agree to let them take temporary residence in our home for 10 days. 10 days, they're roommates at that point. This isn't just a quick little visit.
Because I didn't really think it was going to be a big deal. And to be honest, they didn't really ask me.
Mario, you are a 36-year-old man. This is your house. For real. You're allowed to tell them no, especially when you have a wife who works from home. I'm going to have to entertain them while I'm working from home. Where are you going to be?
Okay, honestly, I just don't really think it's all this big of a deal. It's the holidays. The time's going to go by really quick.
It's 10 days.
Yes.
That is a long time. 10 days is a long time.
Let me stop you here for a second. I am 100%. 100% no doubt in my mind on Mario's side.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Brittany is overreacting.
Whoa.
Look, I'm sorry,
really?
But Mario's right. His parents had their plans changed. They want to come up and see you now over the holidays.
But it's Brittany's house too, and she was not at all part of this decision.
What's the decision? What decision are you going to make?
I think that's honestly kind of part of the problem. Mario, if you weren't even asked, your parents just told you they're coming.
What are you going to do? You going to say no?
Yeah.
You're going to say no.
Get a hotel.
To his parents. Really? You're going to say that?
I personally probably would not.
See? See?
And in my defense, his sister has space. Like, it's not like we're the only option and it's like us or homelessness. Like,
yeah. You know, like, there's somewhere else for them to go.
And who do you think is going to clean and do the sheets and set up the room and entertain and do all these things while they're here? Me.
216-474-0104. Whose side are you on? Is it Brittany's? Is it Mario's? Hash it out. Continues. Next. Q104, it's Bill and Alyssa. All right, let's see if we can have a really good conversation here. Hash it out this morning between Brittany and Mario. They are married. Earlier this week, Mario let Brittany know that his parents are coming to town, and they're going to be here through the new year. Now, his parents live in Florida. They were supposed to go on some cruise. That got canceled at the last second.
Yeah, it fell through.
So his parents are like, we're jumping in the car. We're driving up from Florida. We're coming up to see you. And I don't think Mario kept this information to himself. For I think as soon as he found out, he told Brittany.
It does sound that way, but it wasn't a conversation at all between Mario and Brittany. Can my parents come stay with us for 10 days?
Jules is in Painesville. Good morning, Jules.
Good morning.
Now, you're on Brittany's side here. Is that right?
I am absolutely on Brittany's side. I love my in-laws, and we have a great relationship. But if I was blindsided in any capacity about a 10-day visit, I would be livid. And the reason is because there's just so much stress related to playing host, keeping things clean, not being able to fully be yourself. And it's also the holiday, yes, and I want to see them, but not the entire time. Like, I also want a break to just veg out and rot on the couch for a day and not have to entertain.
That's so true. I'm so looking forward to that rotting on the couch after Christmas.
I know it's inconvenient. But Jules, it's also family.
Exactly, but I am also your family. If I'm your wife and this is our home, and for it to not even be a conversation, like, that's a respect issue.
It's not that I don't think it's a conversation. I mean, what's the alternative there? Are you just going to tell your... Jules, would you say to your parents, would you say to your in-laws, you can't stay here? Would you actually say that?
Well, absolutely. And I've done it before. So when I was pregnant and my in-laws live out of town and they were coming up for my baby shower and I was not trying to host and be 36 weeks pregnant, I did tell them to stay in a hotel and they did and they respected that.
I would not be able
Bill
to ask.
Bill is dumbfounded.
Yeah. I just want to be able to ask.
I think that more for me, the problem is not the whole 10 days being there through the holidays. It's the not asking. It's the no notice. It's just a lot. It's a big ask for Brittany to open your home.
Kelly in Cleveland. Now, you want to defend Mario here. Is that right?
Correct.
Why do you think that, do you think that Mario has no choice? I mean, his parents are coming to town.
I mean, there's always a choice, but this is his parents. So I feel once you're in a relationship where you're married to someone, you're choosing to be family with his family. So it's not like he had a conversation with his parents like, yeah, you can stay with me. Like this was pre-planned. It wasn't. And he obviously doesn't sound too thrilled, but also, you know,
but what are you going to do?
What can you do?
It's your mom and dad. They're coming into town.
Exactly. So I feel like she, no offense, but she's just coming off a little too aggressive in this situation. Because if the roles were reversed, as a partner, I would have to kind of see how she would deal with that. But also, I would just, you know, it would be accepting. But I would also ask the sister if, you know, can we split the time? Can they stay with us for a little while?
Oh, that's
and then
a good
go
idea.
With you for a little while, maybe compromise, you know, or talk to the parents themselves about it. But I don't think that this should be an issue between them. It is just kind of just thrown into their lap.
I do understand Brittany's point where she's asking, like, why does your parents not want to stay with your sister? Because Brittany and Mario don't have kids. Mario's sister does. Why doesn't the grandparents want to be with the grandkids?
Especially if there's
the
more
holidays?
Space over there.
Yeah.
You would think that that would just make more sense.
So I think that might be worth a conversation to the sister.
I think it's also worth a conversation just to be like, hey, like if they're staying this time, maybe next time, can we get some more heads up? Please don't do this again.
All right. I'd love to continue with this. The texts keep rolling in, 216-474-0104. Gotta move on, though, because we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. You versus Alyssa, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. We're giving away our exclusive Q Morning Show Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs all this week. 216-474-0104. Caller 14, let's play some trivia next. Pam in Strongsville is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Pam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I have your five trivia questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she answers more than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to get going, Pam?
Yeah, let's get this.
Question number one is our Christmas lyrics question. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be blank.
We'll be far away.
Question two, what type of cookie is traditionally known as America's favorite cookie?
Sugar cookies.
Question three, what U.S. city is home to the Liberty Bell?
Philadelphia.
Question four, a group of four performers is a quartet. A group of five performers is called a what?
Quintet.
Final question is a Christmas movie line. Pam, can you identify this movie?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Okay, Pam, let's count you up. You started off slow, then you started doing well, and then, well, you went 2 for 5 today.
Oh, thought I got at least 4.
No, just the 2 today.
Okay.
How will Alyssa do compared to you? We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio to play against Pam in Strongsville.
Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Alyssa.
How did it go?
I thought I did better, and Alyssa, and Bill told me I only got 2 right, which is what I did the last time when I played against you.
Okay.
I think Pam was going to say, Bill said I only got 2 right, which is BS.
Call in the judges.
No, she only got 2. So let's see how Alyssa does compared to Pam. Question number one, Alyssa, is our Christmas lyrics question. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be
out of sight.
Out of sight.
Oh.
Out of sight rhymes with light, Pam.
I did not spend my entire adolescence in choir singing every Christmas song for years to not know the lyrics.
Question two, what type of cookie is traditionally known as America's favorite cookie?
Ooh, chocolate chip?
It is chocolate chip.
Okay.
And there, Alyssa has 2, so we have a tie today. Let's get the answers to the rest of these. What U.S. city is home to the Liberty Bell?
Philadelphia.
A group of 4 performers is a quartet. A group of 5 performers is called a what?
A quintet?
Quintet is correct. Final question in today's Alyssa's College of Knowledge is the Christmas movie line question. Alyssa, can you identify this movie?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
I've never seen it because I am afraid of claymation, but that is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
It is The Nightmare Before Christmas. Did you just go 5 for 5 again?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I did.
It's unbelievable.
I wasn't going to mention it, but you did, so yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Pam. I can't come up with difficult questions this week, apparently. I mean,
and to be honest with you, I mean, I can make a chocolate chip cookie any time of the year. I make sugar cookies, especially for Christmas.
Ooh. So I was between chocolate and sugar cookie. Those were the two in my head.
I didn't ask Christmas cookie. I just said America's
favorite.
But
it's Christmas time, Bill.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Pam, thank you so much for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We do have some prizes for you, okay?
Awesome. I listen to you guys on my way into work every morning.
Merry Christmas, Pam.
Oh, thank you.
Merry Christmas. My name is Pam, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm Q104.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. So according to what I'm reading right here, and I'm having a hard time believing it, cassette tapes are officially cool again.
Really?
So a new study shows that resale prices have exploded 1,000%.
Wow.
For cassette tapes. And this is being led by Gen Z. They are now into the analog life.
Okay.
Less screen time, and they've discovered cassette tapes, and they think they're cool, and they're purchasing them for like double their original price.
Okay.
I don't know where they're getting the money to do this.
Yeah, I don't know why we're paying double. That's a little silly.
Well, it's kind of happening a little bit with vinyl, isn't it?
It's been going on for 10 years. There was one year a couple years ago, vinyl outpassed like every other type of music, like how it was being sold. Like there was more purchases of vinyl records.
Taylor Swift always releases like multiple variations of her album on vinyl. They're collector's items.
I actually, this year, I mean, I'm not doing cassette tapes, but I've started recollecting CDs. So I totally believe that Gen Z is hopping on the cassette tape train.
CDs would make more sense to me than cassette tapes, but it's Taylor Swift, it's Kendrick Lamar, it's Lana Del Rey. Those are the artists that are driving the surge. Although I haven't heard about Taylor Swift releasing like special cassette tape versions of her album, but
I never hear about when artists will release those, but I'll come across them randomly in stores. Like I think Urban Outfitters is the place that I usually will find like those random little cassette tapes, which tracks for Gen Z.
Now, I grew up in the cassette tape era. When people say, what was your first album that you bought? I never bought an album.
You bought a cassette.
It was a cassette. It was Michael Jackson Thriller.
Good choice.
My sister's was Billy Joel, An Innocent Man.
Nice.
We were just talking about that over Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had a Walkman.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to go back to that. It wasn't cool to me. I mean, it was cool in the moment as far as like having your favorite artist. But like looking back on it now, Gen Z has not experienced, you know, putting in your cassette tape and having to fast forward and rewind just to listen to your favorite song or the song that you want to listen to. Whereas CDs fix that immediately because you could go to the exact track that you wanted to go to.
I think that right now, I think a lot of Gen Z, I've seen chatter about this on TikTok. Everybody's coming to the realization they don't own anything. We don't own our movies. Yeah. We don't own our music. We don't own things anymore. So I think people are maybe trying to rebuild libraries to own their media, like to be like, I have this album for forever.
I wish I could remember how much a cassette tape cost back then. I want to say it had to have been under $20. But Gen Z definitely has not experienced putting in your cassette tape and then all of a sudden it makes this noise. It's like, like that. And then the tape gets all stuck in the whatever cassette tape player they're using.
Oh, yeah, it's just a goner.
And then you've got to bring it out, and then you got to stick a pencil in there to try to save your cassette tape.
Oh, you tried to save it. I would be like, oh, that's a goner. That's trash at this point.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
2104, the Q Morning Show. Is there a difference between Secret Santa and White Elephant?
Yes.
What's the difference?
So Secret Santa is like you get assigned a person that you're supposed to buy something for. And White Elephant is you don't know who it's going to go to. Like it's kind of like a game and you can all steal gifts away from each other. Like,
oh, yeah.
So it's
okay.
Like a trading thing.
So there's probably a difference between the type of gift that you would buy. For example, for Secret Santa, you know who you're buying for. And if there's some sort of a monetary value to it, if you know who you're buying for,
right,
it's probably a better quality gift out where White Elephant is supposed to be a goofy type gift, is it not?
Sometimes it can be. I would say they usually veer kind of goofy. Mm-hmm. I've actually only done a White Elephant one time ever. It was at a job that I had a couple years ago. And the boss actually bought all the gifts, which was weird. We didn't have to bring things. Like, he bought everything. He didn't...
That's nice, though.
That is nice. He didn't have kids. He got, like, insane gifts, though. Like a PS5. There was a Nintendo Switch in there.
A PS5 for a White Elephant?
I'm not joking. There was, like, 3 Prada purses. It was insane. Now, don't get me wrong. What this company lacked in everything else. This is the worst I've ever, ever, ever had. Uh-huh. It was one of those jobs that they really push, like, we have a great culture. And that's how you know it's going to be awful. But the White Elephant was great.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It was really, really good.
You are bagging on a company that gave away a PS5.
Dude, they suck. I will die on that hill. It's the worst. I still check their Glassdoor reviews every now and then. Just because I'm curious of what people are saying. But anyways, I digress. Got me thinking, though, like, your White Elephant. What was the gift that everybody wanted? Because we didn't do one here. We had our Christmas party yesterday, and we didn't have any sort of gift exchange. We had more of, like, kind of like a raffle.
Yeah, they gave away some prizes at the end.
Yeah,
some
but
good
it was just easy. Like, raffle, pick some names.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it. That's not White Elephant.
No, White Elephant gets really intense with people stealing stuff. And
I remember being annoyed by having to do White Elephant because at some point I'm just like, we're just wasting money. That's what it feels like. We're wasting money.
It kind of does feel that way, especially when you don't know who you're buying for. You don't even know if anybody's going to like it. So that's what I was thinking, though. Like, I feel like that would be hard to buy for. So if there is, like, something that you're like, this is the gift to get for a White Elephant.
216-474-0104. Does your workplace do a White Elephant? Does it work? Do you enjoy doing it? What's the best gift that you've ever gotten at a White Elephant?
Or maybe you didn't even get it, but everybody was trying to steal it.
What's the worst I'd like to hear that too.
Oh yeah, I would.
216-474-0104. It's the Q Morning Show. Missy in Avon. Good morning.
Good morning.
So did your work have a white elephant gift exchange? And if so, what was the item everybody wanted?
Well, yes, we do. And we'll be doing it again this year. And last year, our work white elephant had a limit of $20 and it had 25 people participating. And the hottest item, even though there was some cool stuff, was a Flaming Hot Cheetos Snuggie.
Hell yeah.
A Snuggie. Yeah.
I want that.
Is that the thing that you climb into? It's like a blanket?
It's like a blanket with arms.
Yeah, it's a blanket with arms.
Where does the Flamin' Hot Cheetos come into play? Does it smell like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Ooh. I think it just has like the logo on
okay.
the
front. Okay,
yeah.
The
All right.
logo and yeah.
All right, gotcha.
And it was like pretty ridiculous. So we were all cracking up about it initially, but then like people tried to like start stealing it, you know, because we were trading, you know, you could trade. And even the managers and the HR, person was like getting emotionally invested in it. And I swear it was like stolen 5 times. Someone tried to trade 2 gifts for the Cheetos Snuggie.
Hmm.
Yeah, it became like less about the Snuggie, more about winning. But the chick who ended up with that still has it and actually keeps it at her desk. And it's a trophy as much as it is to keep her warm, you know.
I was going to say, that could come in handy this time of year.
Yeah.
Thank you, Missy. Thanks for calling into our show this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Brittany in Solon is here. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa has been doing so well on Alyssa's College of Knowledge lately. It's really annoying. I would like to give her a loss here. Are you up to it?
I'm up to it.
5 questions of trivia. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Brittany, is our Christmas lyrics question for this week. In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say blank.
No man.
Question two, Tom Brady played what position in football?
Quarterback.
Question three, it was the Montagues versus the Capulets in this Shakespeare play.
Romeo and Juliet.
Question four. If you have a Bechstein in your living room, or maybe a Steinway, what's in your living room?
Vacuum cleaner. No, a piano.
Question five is our Christmas movie line challenge. If you can identify this Christmas movie, Brittany.
Is this a bad game?
No. Okay. Keep going.
Sometimes I get self-conscious about my guy. Ra-da-da-da-da. And scrattled are you embarrassed by this game I've started to play?
What is that movie, Brittany?
I'm not a Christmas movie buff. I'm just going to say National Lampoon because I don't know what.
Oh, Brittany, you did so well, though. You almost went 5 for 5.
No, dang it. What is it? What's the movie?
I can't tell you now. Alyssa's got to come back in the studio. She will answer the same 5 questions. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio to play Brittany in Solon.
Good morning, Brittany.
Morning.
Brittany did excellent.
Whoo, how excellent are we talking?
4 questions correct out of 5.
Ooh, nice.
So Alyssa, who's been getting like 5 for 5, she needs 4 of them, at least 4 of them, to tie Brittany. If she gets all 5, she's going to win the game. Question number one is our Christmas lyrics question. In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say,
no man.
No man is
nah,
correct.
Man.
I would have also accepted hell no. He'll say, are you married? We'll say hell no. Question two, Tom Brady played what position in football?
Quarterback.
That's 2. It was the Montagues versus the Capulets in this Shakespeare play.
Romeo and Juliet.
That's 3. Question number 4. Will Alyssa get the tie? If you have a Bechstein in your living room, or maybe a Steinway, what's in your living room?
Hmm. An automatic vacuum.
An automatic vacuum.
A robot vacuum.
Is incorrect. It's a piano.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. So, today's game comes down to the final question, the Christmas movie line.
Dun, dun, dun.
If Alyssa identifies the movie, she will tie Brittany. If not, Brittany wins. Here it is.
Is this a bad game?
No. Okay. Keep going.
Sometimes I get self-conscious about my guy. Rah, 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 and scraddle. Are you embarrassed by this game I've started to play?
Name that movie.
Love Actually.
Love Actually. What was that, Brittany?
It's not. That's the only movie I watched.
Brittany has taken control of this game. She's like, it's not.
No.
It's not.
Wrong.
Alyssa is wrong. Kate Winslet, Jack Black, The Holiday.
Oh.
I just couldn't think of the name of that one, but I know that Cameron Diaz is in it, too.
Possibly.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good game. Look at that.
Brittany wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I only got one right the last time I called, so this is great.
Way to redeem yourself, girl. Way to redeem yourself.
My name is Brittany, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.